This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari, and you're listening to Future Wise. I'm here with Money Control's M. Saraswati, and we're going to talk about what happens to students who haven't gotten a job due to coronavirus postponing placements. We have been talking a lot about how jobs are being will be lost, salaries are being cut. And in fact, today there was a report from Moody's Analytics saying that a million jobs may be lost in the process. So hi, Saraswati, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ketana.
Hi. So Saraswati, let's talk about the situation right now. What is the placement situation like?
So, you know, as far as placements are concerned, there has been a bit of a slowdown already because of, the whole economic slowdown that has been happening in the country. Now, due to the coronavirus pandemic, what has happened is that students who were about to sit for placements now have seen a shutdown like a scenario across campuses. While in, say, a lot of the IITs and IIMs, the placements have been completed, but there have been second rung and third rung engineering as well as management institutes, wherein all the future placements and the second and third phases of the final placement process has been temporarily suspended. Now, this has caused a lot of concern among students because for freshers, the campus placements is the only source of employment for them. And it is very difficult for them to, you know, directly to companies and try and get a job. So this is a bit of an uncertainty for them. And we don't know for how long this will go on.
Okay. Any idea how many of them would be jobless?
So the current estimates have stated that around 50,000 students in engineering and management institutes put together are jobless. So every year about 3 lakh students graduate out of management institutes and almost 1 million students graduate out of engineering schools. Now, while a lot of them have been placed so far, almost 50,000 people are still to be placed. And the worst hit are people from engineering colleges in tier 2 and tier 3 towns, wherein there is already an issue of getting companies on board. Because the top companies, be it IT software as well as FMCG retail, they typically go to only the top institutes. And even if they go to the smaller institutes, they finish their placements in the phase one. So in phase two and phase three, you typically get smaller companies that may not be very reliable to come for placements. This year, of course, that also has been suspended because college campuses have announced a shutdown to spread awareness about COVID and to stop the spread of the infection as well.
Right. And what way will institutes, are institutes doing anything to place the students?
So what we understand is that a lot of these students have already contacted the institutes and, because of the whole shutdown situation, the institutes have expressed their inability to help students in any way. So typically what happens is even if it's a regular placement scenario and if a student is not placed till the end of the term, they are usually given a chance to come back to the placements next year again, or some special sessions are held for them to help them get placed. Now, since we don't know for how long the coronavirus pandemic situation will go on in India and how soon the institutes can open up campuses, this is becoming an issue. Now, what is also happening is that the companies are also taking a backseat as far as hiring is concerned, and companies had already started canceling their confirmed slots in the placement processes. So at this point, institutes have told them that you wait for 5 or 6 months and then we can see what to do.
Okay. What should students be doing right now? Should they approach a HR consultancy? What should they be doing?
So first of all, because it is a crisis situation, students shouldn't be disheartened. I know this shutdown could take anywhere between 1 to 2 to 3 months. But there is no need to be disheartened because after that, once the economy improves and once, you know, the cases of COVID-19 start coming down, companies will again begin to hire. You know, once your commercial establishments and offices start to open, the hiring process will begin again. But rather than wasting time right now, what students can first of all do is probably enroll into some of the online learning courses that have been set up, and at this point they are being offered by free across by institutes as well as by edtech platforms. So they could make use of this. And also, for instance, if depending on what career you want to choose, there are courses ranging from data analytics to digital marketing to coding to things like software management and IT infrastructure. So students who want a dream career in XYZ platforms, they could also make use of these e and free courses that are available right now. Also, there is an increase among a lot of students going to HR consultants at this point, but HR consultants, of course, have seen an almost halt in their hiring process because of a shutdown situation. And also, students need to remember that unlike your campus placements, which is given to you free of cost, HR consultants charge on a daily consulting basis or on a commission basis. So whether you get a job or not, you may have to end up paying the HR consultant. And for someone who doesn't have a job and, you know, has no financial savings, for them, it would not be a very good option. Meanwhile, you can advertise on, on LinkedIn or upload your CV on, say, websites like Naukri and Monster. But taking help from an individual HR consultant means you should be ready to pay commissions to them on a regular basis. And at this current juncture where this would take at least 2 to 3 months for you to find a job, you may end up paying a lot more money.
Right. And would it be a good time to branch out into freelance for a while if, you know, a regular job is not working out?
Yes, freelance, of course, is something that students can take up. A lot of companies, especially in IT and advertising, are taking help from freelance content writers and, content management services at this point. But of course, you can clearly expect payments to be delayed given the current situation. But at least you wouldn't be unemployed, and you would have something to put on your CV saying you worked with a certain organization during this period. Also, once the situation improves, if you are engaging in a lot of these freelance opportunities, you would also have a better understanding of what a company wants, and you could also prepare yourself appropriately so that when the market opens up for job opportunities at a later phase, you can get your chances better at acing that group interview or an entry test of an organization. Also, what we need to understand is probably freelancing could be a better way, because at this point, full-time hires are almost on a stop for almost 2 to 3 weeks among companies, while things like video interviews and other things are being used. But for a fresher, and to hire a fresher with no work experiences, the company may not be ready to give them a job offer just by looking at them through a video interview. So it is better that you keep yourself occupied, as you rightly pointed out, take some of these freelance opportunities, engage with your past alumni as well, so that if there is any opportunity that opens up in their company, you can take help from them. Or of course, you can keep doing those online free courses as well, so that you have a definite skill sets that you can keep adding to your CV, and that will make your resume more richer.
Right. And finally, Saraswati, are companies willing to hire, and has there been any notice on what companies are doing at this point with regards to hiring?
So with regards to hiring, companies have put in a pause for the next 4 to 6 weeks till the situation improves, because at this point when your establishment and your operations have come to a standstill, companies don't want to take the risk of hiring someone new and having to let them go in a short period of time. Because anyway, a lot of companies, what they've done is that, especially in IT, ITS, people on bench have been asked to go on leave without pay, or have been asked to step aside for a while till the situation improves. So hiring at this point, of course, looks very difficult. A few opportunities have opened up, especially in data analytics and other such niche areas. But even there, primarily lateral hires are those with work experiences are being recruited. So for freshers, it looks like a tough time, for the next 1 to 2 months at least. But the idea is to not get disheartened and to keep working on making their CV more richer.
Right. Thanks so much, Saraswati.
Thank you, Keetana.
I really hope that the situation improves and later on there will be opportunities for many people. But listeners, as of now, like we discussed, if you are looking for job opportunities, do keep yourself occupied with online courses and maybe some freelance work till the situation improves. With that, it's a wrap on this podcast. If you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.